It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Starring Killer Carpe Diem.
That's possibly right. This it could very well be the last episode of CFL Easy Picks ever. Joining me on this final episode, Mr. Old School.
I'm kind of sad, though. You know what I mean? Like, we've come so far. We've done so much with the show.
We've gone two seasons longer than anybody else thought it would.
I thought it was going two episodes, so I'm pretty surprised.
And a man who's been on, I believe, 99%. Of our episodes, Mr. Heavyset.
Which one did I miss? I think I've been on all of them.
I thought you missed one.
No, well, anyone that you couldn't, or whatever we had a problem with, if we could record, I've been there.
Okay, so every time Heavyset was available, he was on the episode when I was available as well. All right, I guess we'll start with the big news coming out of Halifax. Hold on. Go ahead.
Remember that episode where we recorded the whole thing? This was like during the first season. And then actually, there's a couple episodes like this where we could only hear one side of the conversation. So you just had to record an episode all by yourself and we wasted our time.
Yeah, that happened. All right. But let's get past all that. And coming out just before the Grey Cup, a group makes a very credible pitch for a Halifax CFL franchise. We've talked about this before on the podcast. If the CFL was getting another Eastern team, where would it belong? Well, Halifax looks like the place to be. A group made a presentation to the league's board of governors several weeks ago in Toronto. Meetings have since taken place with various levels of government in Nova Scotia, including an in-camera session with Halifax City Council. This week, that was attended by CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi. We had discussions with the CFL's board of governors and ongoing discussions with Commissioner Ambrosi, said Anthony LeBlanc, a partner in the group, former president and CEO of the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. Conversations have been very productive. Chief, among all we have discussed, we have a clear understanding of the CFL's requirement for an expansion franchise, and this clarity allowing us to move our project forward in a thoughtful way. They're saying they want it in the CFL by 2020. I think it could happen.
What do you think the requirements are? Like $50 and a cup box of Timbits?
I'd say 24,000 person stadium and like $5 million. And then getting, trying to find naming rights. They're talking about redeveloping Frank Clair Stadium and the land surrounding it.
Okay.
That started in 2008. There was rumors and it's just gone on from there. So
well, what's the current capacity of that stadium?
Frank Clair Stadium? Let's see. Oh, okay. I fucked that up. Frank Clair Stadium is now the current TD Place Stadium in Ottawa. I fucked that up. So this group that's presenting this also brought forward the TD Place Stadium.
The same stadium in Ottawa?
Yeah, from what I'm catching. Fucks. Okay, so let's say they play at St. Mary's University, which, let's see, St. Mary's.
Because even if St. Mary's holds 10,000 right now, look at what the Owls did with McGill Stadium. I mean, they retrofitted it. It looks great.
Stadium. Spelling. Oh, yeah. It's only like 2,000 people right now. But it's a huge lot. I mean, they could easily build around it. There's a lot of buildings,
yeah,
though.
I mean, if it's outdoors, I mean, I can't imagine it's going to cost that much.
Well, Halifax has a lot of open ground. I'm more than sure.
Yeah, they got plenty of room. They're going to get a subsidy from the government, too. To get a sports team like that, for sure they're going to chip in.
I mean, Halifax does currently have a population of around 420,000 as well.
And not even considering the surrounding areas, too. All the other little provinces next to them, they'll definitely come in for a game.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you got PEI, that's just a bridge across. Nova Scotia's, Newfoundland's a little out of the way, but
New Brunswick's not far.
No, New Brunswick's not far at all. I mean, that would be good, especially if they could do like a waterfront stadium. I'm sure there's more than possible development in the area to be done. So I know it was in the early years they were going to be called the Atlantic Schooners, but I don't know what if they call them Atlantic or Halifax, and if they're calling them Halifax, what do they call them?
The Nova Scotians?
It sounds a little dumb.
What, but two Rough Rider teams aren't?
Oh, we need another Rough Rider. They should just all be called Rough Rider teams. Yeah, it was in the 80s that they were going to be the Atlantic Schooners. All right, but that's great news. I mean, a 10-team league would be great. Maybe, who knows, 2025 Quebec City team, same year, put another one out in the West Coast. There's Canada's growing population. Why not have some sports growing with it? All right. Let's get to the game that me and Heavyset watched. Heavyset, where did you watch from, the kickoff or the pre-show?
I watched from the before the pre-show started. There was college basketball going on that was winding down and post little minor post-game stuff, and then went right into pregame.
Okay. So I had no idea who Sun Real was. He's apparently an Eminem from Vancouver who's pretty terrible. I don't know what your thought on his performance was, but I was unimpressed.
Are you talking about the Super Canadian National Anthem?
No, just before that, there was a guy named Sun Real, and he was Canadian Eminem. White guy, blonde hair, looked a little like a greaseball, and he was terrible. But yeah, following that, the most Canadian anthem ever by
it
choir.
It was Canadian everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, most Canadian weather.
I mean,
the most
open up
time.
Solid snowstorm, 2 to 5 centimeters just during the opening alone, and then choir is like, we need all Canadians to stand up and sing with us. And it was like this crazy hippy dippy Canadian national anthem.
I was thinking this would not fly in America. It would be, why are you making a joke of the national anthem? You need to sing it properly. You need to sing it exactly how it goes. No sing along or we're going to kill you.
See, but this is why we're lovely, relaxed people, because we do this. We sing our national anthem in two languages.
No. Everybody else sings it in English, like three people in Quebec sing it in both languages. And by the way, this country doesn't have a burger with fucking mac and cheese bun.
It does, and I will bet you $10,000 I can bring you one. If you come with me this weekend,
melt.
I could get you one.
Melt for the win, Carp. Melt.
Oh, don't forget about 16-bit.
Oh, yeah. I want to fucking, oh, my God.
All right.
You want to get a Hulk Hogan so bad, don't you?
Let's discuss this after. So, hippy dippy anthem, choir.
And it was sung in French, too.
Yep.
Because I got that.
Yeah, they sang it in both. They started in English, went to French, back to English. Unlike here in Montreal, it starts in French and goes strictly to English. We only do kind of 50-50, which is fine.
Start in French and end in, what is it, French-Canadian, that Quebec, whatever. Canada.
Coin flip. We had the Governor General of Canada with Randy Ambrosi for the coin flip. She didn't flip the coin very well, I found. It just looked like it kind of went up in the air and turned once and fell, which you could see the reaction, I believe, on the Stampeders' faces because they looked unimpressed from the coin flip. And then kickoff.
Did you say that they weren't impressed by her performance?
Oh.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Is what they would have said if they had French-Canadian accents.
And they were George St. Pierre.
Some French-Canadians on there.
Yeah. So kickoff. First half, Calgary's looking great, up 17-8. Bo Levi Mitchell's looking really good.
Yeah.
Defense is looking really good. Halftime show.
Yeah.
Shania Twain, best female country-selling artist of all time, in the most Canadian entrance ever. She comes in on a dog sled, and Mounties help her up on stage. Mm-hmm. For some reason,
Was it just sort of Shania Twain, like she had surgery?
I think it was just too much makeup because I've been seeing pictures of this show she's supposed to be doing called The Launch, and it looks like her. She was heavily, heavily makeuped. I mean, she looks great for a 52-year-old woman. Spectacular. You know, sang two of her classics and one of her new songs. I believe it was Don't Impress Me Much. I don't know what the new one is. And Old School's favorite, Ooh, I Feel Like a Woman.
I do.
But yeah,
up until a little after halftime, I had my girlfriend watching with me. Like, she can sit and watch football. She doesn't really care. But then I got Shania Twain. She's like, oh, like I used to like Shania Twain. And those two songs are the one that got her. She was like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. And then that middle.
You fucking
shit
sold
happens,
her on
like,
CFL. How awesome is that? What channel was it on? ESPN 7 or something? Like,
it was on a weird ESPN. And one thing that I did find funny, I think that I don't know why they waited till like the second half. They started explaining the CFL. Like, oh, it's fields are wider and the fields are longer. And they use like, they took what was supposed to be the Packers field, compared it to a CFL field, and like, oh, or it's longer and it's there's, I'm like, yeah, like, why did you wait to the second half? Like, I mean, we get CFL here all the time, but it is on like the obscure freaking ESPNs, but it is here, and most people do know some of the differences. So when they stumbled upon it, it was like, oh, okay, cool. Then they go on to explaining it, and I'm like, God. And I think it's like the same shit that they used last year. And I want to say they had like video packages. Yeah, they had a video package explaining this stuff. And actually, I think it's something that we've shared between each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, oh, we have three downs and blah, 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 blah. And we have, well, there's the rouge. And it's like, yeah, we know. Move on. Like, there's a reason why they don't go, now, Canada, you're probably used to a bigger field and wider field, but this is the Super Bowl. So we're going to explain to you the differences between CFL and no one does that.
No, well, what we do is we basically, for the last few years, we would just grab whatever feed it is and whoever the announcers are and just simply put in Canadian commercials instead of American commercials. And that's how Canada shows the Super Bowl.
Which is so stupid because we have all these shit commercials. And like,
not anymore.
What's that?
Not anymore. We had regular commercials last year and it's going to continue.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I mean, Calgary was looking great in the first half. Lots of snow. Tackling was entertaining. People were sliding. Shania Twain. Second half starts. You know, Calgary still puts another 7 on the board. But then Toronto. And Toronto scores 8 points. And what caught me off guard was they were talking about Alex Singleton. He's one of the defensemen for the Calgary Stampeders. And about how his Down syndrome sister was in the audience. And they kept showing her. And then they're like, oh, well, she was really sad last year and she cried a lot when Calgary lost. And I'm thinking to myself, well, the announcers just fucked Calgary. Go into the fourth quarter. First turnover of the game.
Ooh.
A fumble by Calgary wide receiver. Ran back for a touchdown. Toronto ties the game.
And hold on. Not just a fumble. Ran back for a touchdown. A fumble on the goal line ran all the way across your longer field for a touchdown.
Yep. Yeah. And before the end of the half two, Toronto also got a new record with the longest passing touchdown in Grey Cup history at 105 yards. Yeah. And then the 105-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Toronto goes ahead in the last minute by a field goal. And then Calgary is running up. And they're doing really good. And Ricky Ray throws an interception with 5 seconds left. And the Toronto Argonauts are your 105th Grey Cup champions.
Oh.
So our official winner, our unofficial winner of the CFL Easy Picks 2017 is me, Carp. But the official...
Oh, it didn't go to double overtime?
No. The official, unofficial winner would be Heavy Set for most picks made correct during the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least Carp's NFL pick was bad.
Yeah. So all in all, another great cup, two in a row, where, I mean... Last six of the last eight have all been within 5 points, which is always a good championship game if it's nice close.
Mm.
I mean, I hope Calgary finally cashes in next year and wins their Grey Cup. It's just they, for some reason, they can't do it in the big game the last few years for some reason.
I think what it was is two mistakes killed them. Even I even go as far as three. I think as a whole, the Calgary Stampeders played much better than they did last year. And they played, minus those three plays, they played a million times better than the Argonauts. But it's those three plays that I'm talking about. The 105 touchdown pass, the 105-yard fumble recovery, and the last-second interception right in the end zone.
Yeah.
This is sports. That's all it takes. You could be that better team in every aspect. But if someone can get you and they were killer mistakes, then you will lose the game. And that's what happened to Stampeders.
Yep. All in all, though, Montreal's in a rebuild. We're going to get the number one draft pick. So we'll see what the season looks like from them. I was listening to some post-game stuff. A lot of apparently Toronto and Calgary is not going to be, they're not going to be losing their guys. They're not going to be losing any of their main guys. So there's a very good chance we could see a rematch next year in the 106th Grey Cup, which I personally am looking at attending a game if it's within Toronto to here. So I've got three stadium choices, and one's already been knocked down. Hopefully one of the next two is in the east coast of Canada. And I guess we'll...
if it's at the Big O, I'm going.
Yeah, no, even if Montreal's not there, would you go?
Yep, I'll go.
Okay. So, I mean, it looks like they usually circle around.
Heavy set will come too.
Changing recently. Well, Heavy set needs his passport.
Yeah, I need my passport first.
Yeah, work on it. You got a fucking year.
I wanted to have it last year, so that tells you how much I've been putting off getting one.
Email it to the United States Postal Service, whatever the fuck you send it to, your governor general, whatever, fuck, your fucking passport office, just email it, fuck.
I don't think that we can do email, not to mention we have to pay, and it's like, I want to get both card and book,
okay.
And that's like $150.
Dude, that's like $8,000 Canadian. Don't worry about it. Just buy it.
Yeah, I think just our card is $85 for a 5-year passport. I don't know how long your passports are good for.
I think it's roughly the same, and the card is the more expensive.
Is that work almost like a Nexus pass for us, where it's just they scan your eyeballs and then you go right through?
I mean, I don't know. I don't have one.
No.
I got a friend who recently got his passport, and he's a truck driver, and he goes across now the border once a week pretty much. And it doesn't sound like it's like that, but granted, because he's hauling something, he gets asked a bunch of questions. Like,
yeah, yeah. No, we got a trucker buddy who he does the Midwest, Montreal to Midwest. And, you know, one year border he used to go by, he'd be able to just bring stuff home and then throw it on his bill of landing. And they'd have no questions. But his newest border, wherever he crosses to go to the Midwest, he cannot put anything on because they're hardcore there. So,
damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on your run and all that stuff. And we have from Auburn side, we have C Money. He's got the Nexus pass, which he basically steps in a line. They laser his eyeballs to see if it's still him. And then he just crosses.
That's crazy.
So I guess we're going to. This is the end. My only friend, the end. This is 99.9% likely the end of CFL Easy Picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's going to go hang out with NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah.
Which is also done.
We're going to go hang out in our new Niagara retirement home so we can visit each other real quickly right across the border. And
tweet us your favorite moments at CFL Easy Picks.
talk about your favorite stuff at CFL Easy Picks, or you can email us at cflEasyPicks@gmail.com.
Has that email ever received an email?
Two from Andy, okay. One from, we've gotten a couple who had questions about the CFL and stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's end it here. Old school plugs and final thoughts.
STFUpodcast.com. Check it out. The show with me and Charlie. Do our thing. BrandNewTrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
No final thoughts?
Yeah, it was fun. Bye.
Heavy set, where can we find you on the internet and your final thoughts of CFL Easy Picks?
You can find me Wrestling Cheers. A lot of stuff going on with that. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. Doing this off my head, Spotify, YouTube, and Podbean, wrestlingcheers.podbean.com. Please head on over to whatamaneuver.net and buy yourself a Wrestling Cheers t-shirt. Help a brother out. I just got my hoodie and t-shirt in, and I wore them today, and it felt really cool representing my brand. Hanging with Heavy will be back in January. I'm still planning on an episode or two during December, possibly. I don't know if I'll release them then or release them randomly in the future, just so I can take a week off. But the CFL Easy Picks has been fun. You know, this year haven't been able to do NFL Easy Picks. Well, I haven't wanted to do NFL Easy Picks and get to be kind of a co-champion here on the picks. I didn't win with points, but I won with the most correct picks, and that's the most important thing. Don't believe the electoral college bullshit that Carp tried to pull there at the end, but I'm a
little shady.
I'm the real winner, and it has been fun, and just crazy to think when we first started it, it was, okay, pick a team. And I was like, well, Calgary Stampeders, I kind of like that because I'm a Bret Hart fan. Oh, they play in Vince McMahon Stadium. Okay, yes, I'm sold. And both years we've done this, they have gone to the freaking Grey Cup. And, of course, pulled the Cleveland Browns on me and fucking lost.
Yeah.
All right. So, as already mentioned, that's CFLA's picks, CFLEasyPicks at gmail.com. I'll most likely be shutting those down by next year sometime. As for me, at Killer Carpe Diem on the Twitter, as well as for me, StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members. My user handle is Killer Carpe Diem. You can add me as a friend. You can play some games and win some DVDs. And my other show, AllBeerInside.com, where you can listen to us on
Live in the USA,
the brand new Trending Topics Network, or on AllBeerInside.com, or on Google Play.
Or, I don't know.
No, there's or on iTunes with AllBeerInside.com. At AllBeerInside, myself and Old School are traveling to Cleveland December 9th. You want us to talk about some shit on the road on the way there? Let us know. You want us to talk about some shit with Heavy Set? When we meet him, let us know.
Melt.
I don't have anything planned for that episode. I think I want to do, like, I want to do the tournament. I want to do the restaurant one. But I still need a list of ones that you guys have. And we're going to mix them in. Maybe I should throw in Melt. And
Melt versus La Belle Province.
All right, well, we'll discuss that when we meet Mr. Heavyset in 2 weeks. AllBeerInside.com, episode 20 is out. Episode 20.5 will be coming out very, very soon. I believe you may find it quite entertaining.
I actually listened to episode 20 today.
I hope you enjoyed it, especially with us.
Did you hear all the trash talking?
Yeah, once again.
Shook my head every fucking time. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Good times. Maybe you can get C-Money Phil and Diamonds back when we visit you in a couple of weeks. So, putting this to bed, folks. Burying it 6 feet under.
Just end the fucking show.
It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed killing a half hour or less every week. See you when I see you.
Bye, man.
It's time for the Shaw Grey Cup Halftime Show. Please welcome the highest-selling female country artist in history, Shania Twain.
Life's about to get good.